again, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith here in Buccaneers studio, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Wednesday, November 13th. The Buccaneers got back to work on Wednesday in preparation for the Atlanta Falcons after securing their first victory of the season on Monday night over the Miami Dolphins. The Buccaneers got that win on running back Bobby Rainey's one-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter, which gave them a 22-19 comeback victory. But they were only in position to make that comeback because the Buccaneer defense had its best outing of the season, allowing just 213 total yards of offense. More specifically, the Buccaneers defense hit on several goals that it had struggled with through most of the season. The first of those was not allowing any big plays in either the rushing or the passing attack for the Miami Dolphins. And the second was being able to finish out a close game at the end, which they did with two sacks and an interception on Miami's last three plays. After practice on Wednesday, we talked to defensive end Adrian Claiborne about the Bucs' ability to hit those two defensive goals.
I think it was very important for us to, first of all, stop the run, because that was the thing the last 2 weeks was keep running the ball and pound the ball, and we kept them to 0 yards and on first and second down, so that was very good for us, and it allowed us to pass rush and put pressure on the quarterback.
Just in general, just preventing the big play, obviously.
Yeah, that was very important for us to keep him in front, because he had Wallace who can go deep, and we pretty much, well, Revis by himself kept him on lockdown, so it was pretty good.
Andrew, how much of a relief was it for you guys to finally close the door and get the two sacks at the end of the game?
Yeah, I mean, that was a great way to win the game. I mean, because in so many games we've been lost in the last 2 minutes, so it was great to finally shut them out like that.
And how much of a priority is it to stop Matt Ryan, especially given the fact that he's got two weapons coming back and Steven Jackson running the ball this week?
It's going to be very important to kind of minimize those guys and get after the quarterback and not give him the time to get to those guys.
And that'll do it for today on Buccaneers Insider. But while you're here, check out some of our other locker room video interviews from after practice today, including ones by running backs Bobby Rainey and Michael Hill. The Buccaneers signed Hill off of Green Bay's practice squad today after creating a roster spot by placing running back Mike James on injured reserve.